Similarity with illusions. Using the tool of analysis, you cannot find a being that transmigrates from one lifetime to another. But this does not mean that rebirth does not in any way exist. Despite the fact that agent, action, and object cannot withstand analysis to stand independently, healthy and unhealthy actions leave their imprints in the mind, and these come to fruition either in this lifetime or in a future one. If we investigate with this reasoning a person who appears in a dream and an actual person seen when we are awake, no self-instituting entity can be found for either of them. They are equally unfindable under such analysis. But this does not mean that there are no actual people or that a dream person is an actual person. This would contradict valid perceptions. The fact that people and other objects are not findable under analysis means not that they do not exist, but that they do not exist by way of their own power. They exist due to other factors. In this way, being empty of being under its own power comes to mean depending on others. Meditative reflection. Consider. 1. Inherent existence never did, never does, and never will exist. 2. However, we imagine that it does exist, and thereby are drawn into distressing emotions. 3. The belief that phenomena inherently exist is an extreme of exaggeration, like a frightful chasm. 4. The belief that impermanent phenomena cannot perform functions or act as cause and effect is an extreme form of denial, another frightful chasm. 5. The realization that all phenomena are empty of inherent existence because of being dependent arisings avoids both extremes. Realizing that phenomena are dependent arisings avoids the extreme of dangerous denial. Realizing that they are empty of inherent existence avoids the extreme of dangerous exaggeration.